The Drama of the Week is a download from the BBC.
I'm a born warrior, I am. A terrible warrior. Sick with nerves before every performance. Oh, yes. And tonight is the big one. By royal command. The Palladium. The Palladium.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Frankie Howard!
Yes, thank you. What? No. Where were we? Oh, yes, that's right. No, the bus stop. Yes, listen. Listen, I've been waiting for a bus, the number 38. Most useful, I find, to get me here, the Palladium. In a Palladium, yes. No, that's where I got in by bus. I did this evening, by myself. No car sent. Oh, no, no limousine, nothing like that. Well, Delphont, the big impresario. Oh, no, he's tight. Yes, a skinflint. Yes, take it or leave it, he says. 5 minute spot, do your business, impress, and get off.
That's it, Francis. Flirt with the audience. Flirty, flirty.
Yes, and Shirley Bassey isn't pleased either, Mrs. No. Oh, very vexed she is, I was Shirley. Yes, she got it herself, she did, peddling on a tandem.
That's it. Got 'em where you like 'em. Palm of your hand.
And it's not the weather for spangled stockings, is it? Oh, no! Nippy!
Yes, everything's going very well.
Chilly!
Until the fear. Oh, the fear. I can feel it coming. What comes next? My next line. The joke.
Drafty!
Oh, I don't know what I'm doing. Why do I do this stand-up here? The need to make people laugh. Get on with it, you fool. What will the audience think? You've dried. Oh, God, don't panic. Francis, do not panic. Deep breaths. Courage. Yes, she'll understand. The Queen, a cultured woman. Give her a glance up in the royal box. She'll give you strength. The Queen will understand my predicament. Lost my nerve, dear, I have, by royal command.
Boo! Boo!
Oh, God, she's at it too. The Queen, she's...
Call yourself a comic, Mr. Howard. Boo! Boo!
My career, it's
never
over.
Seen something so
beautiful in my... Help me, someone... Please, help me.
Wake up. Wake up, Frank. You're dreaming.
Dreaming?
Yes, you're having a nightmare.
I'm going to jump down, turn around, pick a bill of cotton. I'm going to jump down, turn around.
Oh, it was terrible, Dennis. Terrible. My whole existence came tumbling down.
How awful.
I know, I need a large port and brandy.
Get away. You're not starting on the alcohol. It's too early for a squiffy.
Let me be the judge of that. Port and brandy now.
No, you're seeing your producer for lunch, remember?
Am I? Well, see if I care.
Don't give me that. Your career is everything to you.
Not anymore, it's not.
Don't start. Frank, please. Not this morning.
Now, what do you want for breakfast? I'll do a nice poached egg with the daddy's sauce, shall I?
A poached egg with the daddy's sauce. You know how to thrill a man, don't you?
Want a sausage with it?
Cheeky!
I'm being serious. You need a lining on that stomach for that meeting.
I'm not going, Dennis.
Oh, yes, you are.
Look at my hands, the trembling piano wires, the nerves. I'm a writer. That nightmare, you see, it was the same one, Dennis. I'm standing on the stage and I forgot everything. A disgrace to my profession. Embarrassed myself. Something shocking. I've got the collywobbles.
Oh, Frank. Your own worst enemy, you are. You're a born warrior.
I am. Especially when my career's going down the toilet.
Oh, don't be so dramatic. Every artist has their ups and downs.
Yes, and some go down and never get up again. I could murder those critics. I loathe them.
Well, you liked them last year. And they called you Britain's funniest comic.
Well, there's no chance of them saying about me this year, is there? Since Mother's death, I've lost it. I'm finished. Where's my pills?
Mm. This is a lovely crumble, Frank, don't you think?
Is it?
Why, don't you like it?
It's a bit on the sickly side, if you ask me. Too tartified, it coats the tongue.
I see.
See, do you? And what do you see?
A mood. You're in a mood.
Am I?
Yes, you are. You've got a face on you like Julie Andrews' wet drawers.
Fancy. Well, I haven't seen Julie Andrews' wet drawers, not recently, so I wouldn't know, I'm sure.
Nothing I say is going to please you today, is it, Frank?
I doubt it, because you haven't said anything worth hearing yet, have you?
Haven't I?
No, you haven't. It's all been twaddle. I know how you producers work. You like to keep one dangling, don't you? You like to hold the power.
Not everybody is like you, Frank. Not everybody likes to play those games.
Games? I'm not playing any games. I just want to know where I stand with the radio series, that's all.
And I just want us both to have a nice meal together, that's all. Before
what?
Before we get down to business. We can enjoy ourselves, can't we? Over a crumble.
Well, that depends, doesn't it, on what you've got to tell me. So, come on, let me have it. Am I doing another radio series or not? Are the BBC renewing my contract?
Well, there have been a few problems.
Problems?
Yes. Complaints.
Who from?
Everyone.
What about?
You?
Me?
Yes. They don't like it, do they? Your behaviour at times.
My behaviour?
Yes, the BBC, they say your behaviour is somewhat erratic.
Oh?
Yes. Difficult.
In what way?
Every way. First, the scripts weren't good enough for you.
Oh, they weren't, were they? Diabolical old gags found in Mary Lloyd's handbag.
And then your guest stars went up to your liking, were
well,
they?
Scraping the barrel, they were, with that Billy Smart circus cast off that old elephant. Nella the pensioner, blowing on her rusty trumpet. Mr. Blooming Q every time. She sounded like a trap fart, she did. Past it.
And now, well, the audience figures are...
falling fast.
An all-time low, Frank. Not to mention the critics. Oh, those reviews, eh? Stinkers.
Stinkers? How dare you?
Facts are facts.
And whose fault is that? I said my material was... those writers...
The BBC think it's your fault, Frank. I'm sorry, they say their listeners have got tired of you. The BBC think, well...
Are you saying that I'm out in the cold? They don't want me anymore.
People will put up with anything, Frank, when a star is on top, any kind of behaviour. But when a star begins to...
fall.
Everything comes...
tumbling down.
I'm sorry, Frank. They've terminated your contract. There's no series, no more radio work.
Don't be daft, Frank. You can't give up.
Oh, can't I, Dennis? You just watch me, dear.
But what will you do for work? How will we both live?
Oh, that's what you're thinking about, is it? You're not thinking about poor old Frankie and his comedy career that's just gone kaput. Oh, no, Dennis is thinking about himself and who's going to pay the household bills and keep him in the luxury he's been used to without working.
I'm not afraid of hard work. I've spent the last 7 years looking after you, haven't I? Doing your ironing, running your bar, the chauffeuring. That's a full-time job in itself.
Well, not anymore. It's not because I've stopped doing it. Showbiz is sick to death of it. Fickle it is. 1 minute you're in, the next minute you're out. It's no good for the self-esteem, the nerves. Where's my pills?
Already taken them, Frank.
No, I haven't.
You've been digesting pills like sweets since your mother's death. Enough is enough. Pills are not the answer, love.
Yes, they are.
Let's watch a bit of telly, shall we, eh? Like we used to. Simple pleasures. You'll feel better in the morning, I'm sure, when you've had a good night's sleep.
I run the risk of that horrible nightmare again. Oh, no. No. I've retired, Dennis. My mind is made up. I shall open an ice cream parlour, a gentleman's boutique.
Oh, don't talk ridiculous. You're a comic, a funny man, entertaining. It's your life. It's what you are.
Would you please stop going on?
What are you frightened of? You can't just run away, can you?
I'm running away from nothing, Dennis. How dare you suggest such a thing? I shall be very happy living away from the limelight, you'll see, with no strain. I can just act normal for once.
Doing what? Looking out the window all day, staring at the falling rain, depressed?
I'm not depressed, Dennis. I'm very happy. Where's my pills?
You've had enough, I said.
You've hidden them again, haven't you?
You've taken more than you should, Frank. A week's prescription in 4 days. If this carries on, it'll...
What? Kill me?
Yes.
Well, nobody would miss me, would they? Not now Mother's gone.
Of course they would. I would.
Oh, leave it, will you? Don't talk soppy, Dennis.
Soppy?
Yes, hush. I can't stand sentiment between two men. It's pathetic.
Right.
Where are you going?
Bed.
Good.
Look, Frank, I've been thinking.
Oh, have you? Very dangerous, is that?
I've been thinking for the past few months. Since your mother's death, that...
What?
Perhaps you should go away.
Well, are you saying you don't want me anymore?
No. I'm saying you need to spend some time away and recuperate.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, I couldn't do that. Oh, no, no, I'm not going there again. Never. No, I can't, please.
I think you should. Now, I want you to phone them in the morning.
I'm fine, Dennis. See, I'm cheerful. I'm very happy indeed.
Oh, Frank. It doesn't look like that, does it?
Yes, it does. I'm fine, love. Honestly, I'm fine.
You need to get away, Frank, don't you? Please.
Take a trip?
Yes, Frank. Take a trip.
How long have you been having these nightmares, Mr. Howard?
Since Shrove Tuesday, I think, Doctor.
I see.
No, I tell a lie. It was Halloween. Oh, no! No, it could have been St. Valentine's Day. Yes, yes, that's it, I think. Oh, hang on. Perhaps it was Mother's Day.
You're not sure?
I'm jesting, Doctor. Francis is a jester. I'm a tease, aren't I? A teaser.
Really? And why is that? Do you like jesting, Mr. Howard? All the time?
Oh, I see. It's started. It's begun. The psychoanalysis. Here we go. Hold on to your knickers.
Well, everybody needs to laugh sometimes, don't they, Doctor?
Especially in here, I'm sure. A nuthouse.
Has everything been explained to you properly, Mr. Howard?
Explained?
Today's procedure. Here in the clinic.
Oh, yes, I think so. I'm going to be given a happy pill, aren't I? And after taking it, I'm going to fly around the ceiling for an hour or two and have a chat-chat with a spider.
You ought to be given a small amount of LSD, yes?
Oh.
LSD? Oh, I can't wait, Doctor.
I don't think.
You shall be monitored very carefully. I've been using LSD on patients for some time. Some people might think it quite controversial, but, well, it can be very beneficial for unlocking deep thoughts in the mind, memories that might cause you some pain.
Oh, that's nice. How lovely.
Would you like me to take my clothes off and lie down on the couch, Doctor? Shall I leave my socks on or off?
After taking the drug, you will feel relaxed. I'll close the curtains, play you some music, and...
Oh, a trombone, I hope. I like a nice Wagnerian fanfare.
I'll ask you some questions about your life, lead you to anything that might seem significant in your past. By bringing buried emotions into the conscious mind, hopefully you'll find some kind of a recovery in their release. A peace. Does that sound plausible to you, Mr. Howard?
Well, yes, I suppose. I'm up for anything, Doctor.
Better than a quick wipe around with a loofah, isn't it? If it works.
Shall we begin?
Why not?
Oh, showtime.
Here we are, Mr. Howard. Your pill.
LSD.
50 micrograms, to be precise.
Fancy. Do you want me to take it now, do you?
No time like the present.
Very well. Down the hatch.
I wait for something to happen. The curtains closed. The doctor sat in his chair, me lying down. I expect something miraculous. A sort of blinding flash. LSD. I expect to hear something valuable here in my head. Something that says, this is the reason for your nightmares. The fear.
How do you feel, Mr. Howard? Sleepy?
Oh, yes. Very woozy. Oh, yes. Very woozy indeed. The doctor switches on a lamp on his desk, and then, well, slowly I feel warm, all aglow.
The sun?
Yes, in the sun I am.
A boy.
10 years old.
Where are you, Mr. Howard?
Sat alone, up in the branches of a tree, I am, Doctor.
Hiding away.
It's my favourite place.
In the sun.
Yes, away from...
Mum and Dad.
Their rows.
The sun has got his hat on. Hip, 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 hooray. The sun has got his hat on and he's coming out to play.
Stop your singing. Stop your nancying about. Get outside and kick a football, will you?
You leave our Frank alone. He specially is.
Bloody Mary Ann, more like.
Come on, Frank. Take the notice of your father. What does he know about anything? Put your cap and coat on, dear.
Where are we going, Mum?
Out. Away from him, the drunken lout.
Rinse. Hey, where's my tea?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's theatre showtime. Don't be scared, up you come on the stage. Amateur talent night.
Ooh, up you go, Frank. Here's your big chance.
I don't want to, Mum.
Of course you do.
No, Mum, I can't.
Of course you can. Up you go, love. Tell a joke or something.
And what's your name, laddie?
Me. I'm Frank.
Righto. And what are you going to do for the ladies and gentlemen, Frank?
I don't know.
Make them laugh, Frank.
Oh, I see. You're going to make them laugh, are you, the ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah, make us laugh.
I suppose.
Good. Well, off you go, little Frank. The stage is all yours.
Oh, God.
Oh. Isn't it chilly, don't you think? Chilly, Mrs. Winter draws on.
Oh, try another one, Frank. Tell another.
Oh, isn't it, Mrs.? Isn't it?
Cold. So cold and lonely. Once you realise you're on your own, standing up there on a stage.
Come on, Frank.
I'm...
special. He's special. Aren't you, Frank?
Oh, God, I'm not, you know.
Isn't he funny, my son? He's...
I'm frightened, Mum.
Oh, hey, where are you going, funny man? Come back here.
I run.
Come back here, lad.
Off the stage.
Mum.
Frankie? Oh, dear. What you doing? What's up?
I bury my head in her fake fur coat.
I hide.
Ashamed.
There, there. Don't worry, Frank. What are you frightened of? It doesn't matter, darling. I still love you.
But deep down, I know.
I've failed.
Her.
Mother.
I want to come home, Dennis. Please, I need to...
You can't do that, Frank. Not yet. Give it time, love. You've only just got there.
Oh, it was terrible, Dennis. Absolutely terrible. This LSD, the treatment, it brought back everything. My first appearance on a stage. Dreadful it was. Brought back by boys, nervous...
Stammer.
Started blubbing, I did. In front of the doctor. Ashamed I was. I felt like a little girl. I need to come home, Dennis, please. Dragging up all the old memories, it's not good for me. Where will it all end?
That's why you're there, Frank. You're supposed to find out, aren't you?
Find out what?
Whatever there is to find out. About yourself.
About myself? Oh, there's nothing to find out, Dennis. It's all a lot of hocus-pocus. I don't need to pay a doctor 5 guineas an hour to know what I am, do I? I already know what I am, Dennis.
And what's that, Frank?
A quivering mess. Please. Let me come home, Dennis, please. I want to come home. All I can hear is words
jumbled words going on in my head.
So, say, see, so, sue. Repeat after me, Frank. So, say, see, so, sue. So, say, see, so, sue.
Frankie's school teacher says he's got the makings of an actor. She wants him to audition for the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art. What you got to say about that?
Nothing.
He's your son, isn't he? You should be proud.
Why? He can't sing, he can't dance. He's no good looker. What can he do? What's he got to offer anyone?
Take the notice, Frank. You're going to be an actor, whether your father likes it or not, aren't you?
Am I?
Yes. It'll help with your confidence, love. Help you to stand up on your own two feet.
Name?
Sorry?
Your name?
Francis. My name's Francis. Audition candidate number 12.
Please begin.
Yes, of course. to be or not to be? Well, actually, yeah, no, that's the question.
I've made you some sandwiches, Frank. Cheese and panyan. Your favourite.
Ah, yes. To suffer the slings of outrageous fortune.
And well, it's a train journey from Norwood Junction to the West End, isn't it? You'll need your sustenance. Keep your strength up for that big audition.
To suffer the slings of... Oh!
Stop!
Sorry.
Oh, dear.
And watch that.
It's my sarnies. I'm sorry, they've slid out from under me jumper and plop.
Plop?
Yes, plop on the parquet.
And why is that? Are they a prop?
A prop?
Yes, a prop for Hamlet. Are you playing Hamlet with a prop? The cheese and...
Panyan.
Sarnies.
Oh, no, no, the sarnies are for lunch.
Hamlet's lunch, I presume.
Oh, silly. Mine. Mother's made them. Would you like one? A cheese and panyan sandwich.
Next.
I wanted to please her so much, Doctor. I needed to make her feel so proud. Take her away from him, see, father. Take her to a different world.
Fun and laughter.
A hateful drunkard, my father, full of ridicule and spite.
It's a joke. You've ruined him with your mollycoddle.
Take no notice, Frank. I'm not upset. Why should I be? If they can't see your talents at RADA, who cares? Who needs RADA? We don't, do we?
I said no good would come of it. He's failed again. No good to anyone. A pansy.
How dare you? Our son is not a pansy.
What is he then?
He's sensitive. You're a sensitive creature, aren't you, Frank?
Well,
aren't you, Frank?
Well...
See? He's no pansy. He's a...
Mother's boy.
Yes, he is. And proud of it. Aren't we, Frank? Take no notice. Your father's jealous.
Jealous?
Jealous, yes, of what we've got and he hasn't.
And what's that?
Love.
Love? What would you know about love?
Oh, you don't know the meaning of the word.
Well, you want to look to yourself, girl, and not...
Hey-ho.
No, it's gone, Frank.
Yeah, go on, Dennis. I don't mind if I do.
It's a nice spot here, isn't it? This garden.
It is, yes, very.
Never know you're in central London, would you?
No, well, that's what you pay for, isn't it? Nice environment and a private clinic. Still, don't you be fooled by appearances, Dennis.
What do you mean?
Well, you see that chap over there, the one with a little tash like Hitler?
Yes.
He tried to commit suicide last month at home with a pair of stockings. Strangulation with the 40 denier. Manic depressive he is. Very moody. But you wouldn't know, would you? Look at him. He's in one of his good moods today, singing away like Doris Day. Que sera, sera. Oh, yes, everything's hidden away in here. The emotions. Nobody completely understands the mind, do they? Human behaviour. Very topsy-turvy. How are you keeping?
Well, I'll feel a lot better when you feel better.
I'm sure. Keeping the flat spick and span, I hope, for my return, because we don't want you letting everything go, do we?
Well, I'm keeping on top of things. Just about.
Good.
Everything's going all right, then, is it, with the treatment?
I'm persevering. Scylla, I feel very guilty at times.
Oh?
Yes. Every time I think back to Mother, I let her down badly, you see.
Nonsense. You treated her like a queen.
Didn't give her grandchildren, though, did I? She would have liked grandchildren when she was living, but... That was never going to happen, was it? It's a weight around my neck, this
sex business.
Pardon?
Hiding my sex life away from the public. It's been a burden, a strain, me and you, together. It's a lot to live with, isn't it? Us being illegal, living in secret. If I could take a pill and rid myself of it, my desires, I would, you know. Save myself a lot of trouble if I was normal. What's the long face for? What's up with you?
Nothing.
Oh, cheer up. Honestly, you think you were the depressive, not me.
So you would take a pill and get rid of me, would you?
Hey? What?
Your queerness. If you were rid of it with a pill, you'd also be rid of me, wouldn't you?
I never said that.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I said I'd be rid of the messy stuff, the dirty business. You'd still be my friend, wouldn't you? I'd still need you for company around the house with the Hoover and all that.
Oh, aren't I the lucky one?
Oh, give over, Dennis. I'm just saying I don't like what I am. I don't approve, that's all. I never have.
Approve? Approve of what? Being in love?
Hush, hush, will you? Manners, someone will hear you.
Oh, good.
Dennis, where are you going? Dennis, come back here. Dennis!
No.
Dennis! Oh, yes, it's always been there, Doctor. The rude feelings. Yes, it's always been lurking underneath everything, unfortunately.
Hold me hand. Come on, Frank, please. Hold me hand.
Well, it goes on, Doctor, doesn't it? Muckiness. I'm sure you're aware of that. When men come together in close confinement, under one roof, so to speak.
Hold me hand, Frank.
No, I've told you. I'm not like that.
Nobody can see, can they? They're all outside, square bashing. Come on.
No, it's sordid.
It's just affection, Frank. A bit of love.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah. There's no harm in it, is there?
Isn't there?
No. Come here. Let me...
Oh,
like it, do you?
Well, yes, but it's not very manly, is it?
Well, I'm a man, and you're a man, so I suppose it is, yeah.
Naughty, naughty. Male friendship in the army, Doctor. Well, it was everything to me, you see. It was the first time that I felt...
What?
Safe, free from the outside world.
Francis, please. Yes,
sir. Anyway. You tell him, Frankie!
Yes, I will do, mate, I will. If you'd let me get it out.
Yes, I felt I belonged. For the first time in my life, I did, in the army. A camaraderie, away from home, all in it together, you see. That's where I thought I could do it. Be a comedian, I mean, a professional.
I wouldn't lie to you lot, would I? No, I wouldn't lie. Not here in these khaki knickers and string vest. Oh, no. No, what you see is what you get. Yes, butch, you see. Butch, yes.
Surprise myself, Doctor, I did, making them laugh. I needed them to like me, you see. The men fit in, you see, with all that manliness. Didn't want them to know I was...
queer.
Wouldn't go down well, would it? Oh, no. But the army gave me the confidence, telling my funny stories, fitting in, found myself, set me off, it did, on the road to success.
So this woman, now, she comes and sits next to me on this bench, you see, on the park bench, you see, and there I was, feeding the ducks, you see, yes, minding my own business, you see, as you do during a mild winter, you see, and I thought, well, no... No, you see, she sits next to me, this woman, and I look at her and I think, oh! I think, what does she want? What does she want with little Francis? So, and then I noticed, under her fur coat, yes, I thought, oh, how shall I put it? Well, her buttons were undone, you see, right down to her, oh, yes, yes! All the way, and I thought to myself, this woman, well, she's, I mean, under a furry lining, she's in the nutty. And I thought, no, yes, in the rude missus. And, no, she was She was fanning herself, she was, provocatively. Provocatively. And I thought to myself, well, there's not many of them to the pound in the winter, are there? No. Big ripe cherries. Oh, no!
How was I, Mum?
You were good, Frank. Blooming brilliant. Nobody's as good as my son, are they? Up on that stage. A one-off. Kiss a kiss.
I love you, Mum.
And I love you, Frank.
I did everything for her, Doctor. Worshipped her. It's hit me badly now she's gone. Still, what can you do? Comes to everyone. Old age, illness, death. At least she's out of it. Doesn't know anything anymore. No more worries.
Trust me, I'm your agent, aren't I? I know what I'm doing.
I'm working flat out every hour God sends. Radio shows, television, pantomimes and...
And what?
Well, I don't see any of it, do I? Where is it? The money, my wages.
I give you a weekly allowance, don't I? Like we agreed. I know what you showbiz types are like with money. You spend it.
I haven't seen that much of it to spend recently, have I?
Just be grateful, will you?
It's you who should be grateful, mate. Without Frank, you'd be nothing.
I beg pardon?
You heard.
And who's this?
This is Dennis.
Dennis?
Yes, he's a waiter, aren't you? We met at the Dorchester last month.
Oh, doing what? Oh, Lubinek, are you and him...
No, we're not.
Well, I hope not, because if this gets out, Frank, you'll be finished. There's been rumours, you know. Chorus boys talk.
How dare you? What are you insinuating? This man is my personal assistant.
Am I?
Yes.
Since when?
Since this morning.
Right. So where's his wages?
Don't you hassle me, lover boy.
He wants it.
I bet he does.
I want my money. Now.
Well, you can't have it. Not at the moment. I'm investing it.
Investing it?
Yes, business deals, theatrical pies, Frank. I'm taking care of you, investing your money properly, because nothing lasts forever, does it, in show business? Your popularity will wane one day, and then where will you be, eh? Nowhere, nowhere, nowhere.
Oh,
nowhere,
calamity. Nowhere. Woe and thrice woe. Woe, woe and thrice woe. Help!
Nowhere. Home, Frank. Frank,
what are you doing, sat in a cubbyhole?
What does it look like? I'm having a gin and tonic. Cheers.
You look terrible. What's happened to you?
Nothing.
Tell me.
Why?
I care for you, don't I?
You won't care for me, not if I tell you. You'll leave me. I know you will.
Leave you? Why?
Because...
Because what, Frank?
Because I'm ugly, for one, aren't I? I look like a camel. And you, well, you're a picture, a handsome young...
I won't leave you, Frank, you know that. What's brought this on?
It's over.
Over?
Yes, I've got nothing, Dennis. My agent, the investments, the secret projects in theatrical pies. He's squandered the lot. The money's gone up to Swanee.
I'll kill him.
Yes, you and everyone else. He's scarpered, Dennis. He's gone abroad. We'll never see him again. I'm finished, Dennis. My career, it's over.
Of course it's not. What makes you say that?
Because without my agent, I'm no one. It was my agent that got me the work and made me a star.
Codswallop. It's your talent that's made you a star, Frank. Your agent helped you, yes, but it's you that stands up there, alone, on a stage and entertains people. You're the comic, Frank, aren't you? You don't need anyone's help to make people laugh, do you?
Oh, don't I?
No, you don't.
Boom! Boom! Rubbish! Rubbish!
Help me, please! Help me, someone!
Titter me not!
It's no good, Doctor. Look, I've had enough. I can't go through with it anymore. No, no more, please. No more trips. No, thank you. I mean, the memories. My mother, the army, my agent, all this palaver. It's just upsetting me. Please, and what's it for?
Why did you come to see me, Mr. Howard?
Why? Or you tell me. You're the psychiatrist, aren't you? The man of letters?
I can't tell you anything, Mr. Howard.
Oh, can't you? Well, money for old rope, your game then, isn't it?
It's up to you to provide the answers, Mr. Howard, is it not?
I came to see you for some help, Doctor. I need some peace of mind, don't I? It's not too much to ask for, is it? It'd make life a lot easier, wouldn't it? Especially when I go on stage. If I knew everything was going to be all right.
Yes, it would.
Well, then, do your job and tell me what's wrong. Why am I so frightened?
Don't you ever have faith in your talent, Mr. Howard?
Faith in my talent?
Yes, faith.
Oh, everybody talks of that, Doctor, my talent. Especially those that don't have to go on stage and do it. In my line of work, my job, talent can be a frightening thing, especially when you think that talent could disappear.
But if the talent is you, Mr. Howard, part of you, why should it disappear?
Because it's... I don't know, it's a peculiar thing I do, isn't it, Doctor? The position I put myself in, night after night. I stand in a place on my own. I stand there in the dark. I stand there and talk to hundreds of people. Like a monster sometimes, they seem to me. As one, and I ask them to listen. I expect them to surrender, to give themselves over to me.
Little Francis, my boy.
I need them to listen to my every word, you see. I need them, all those people, because when they laugh, I feel...
What?
I don't know. I don't know, Doctor. In the beginning, I never ever thought, what are you doing, Frank? I just wanted to stand up and say...
Like me.
Please, like me. For...
myself.
I just got up and made people laugh, but that's frightening sometimes nowadays, because an audience doesn't hold back, you know. Oh, no, if they don't like you, especially when you're not at your best, they... like a bubble rising, it is a groan of indifference. Oh, many a great comic has been given the bird, you know. Nobody's foolproof. Any comic can fail out there.
Die.
And then you just want to...
run.
What you doing? Where you going, funny man?
And how many times has that happened to you, Mr. Howard? Indifference.
Me? Well, now and again, I suppose.
And yet you're still here. You've survived it.
Death.
On the stage, haven't you?
I have, up until now, Doctor.
Well, then.
Well, what?
Thank you, Doctor.
Yes, thank you.
For everything.
Why, what's he done? Money for old rope.
Have a safe journey home, Mr. Howard.
I'm sure. And I'll keep on taking the tablets, Doctor.
Hopefully he won't be needing the tablets for long.
Yes, right, mush.
Come on, Dennis, drive me away. Don't want to spoil that cod pie left in the oven, do we?
Cheerio, Mr. Howard.
Toodle-pip.
Nice to have you home, Frank.
Yes, must be.
More tea?
If it's going, yes.
Biscuit?
Ta, yes.
Can't go wrong with a chocolate bean as well, can you? Frank?
What?
You're glad to be back, aren't you? Home. With me, I mean. It's a bit quiet, that's all.
What do you expect when you've been analysed on a drug? I've got a lot to think about, haven't I?
I'm sure. Your tea?
Okay, thank you.
So, do you feel a little better then, after the treatment?
Oh, you make it sound like I've been off to the hairdressers for a perm.
Not wearing that old toupee, I wouldn't.
Yeah, that'll do, cheeky. Actually, you know, I think I do feel a little bit different after my treatment, Dennis, if I'm honest.
Really? In what way?
Perky. Yes, I feel a stirring.
Do you?
Yes, of the mind. I feel a more optimistic humour.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
I hope so. It happened last night. Most peculiar. A change came over me while we were both sleeping. My nightmare.
Oh, isn't it chilly, Mrs. Chilly?
It was all going very well, the act, until... Oh, God, it's coming again. Here we go. The fear.
Yes, drafty, Mrs., don't you think? Around you.
What's my line? Oh, God, what's the...
joke?
And then I see him. I see...
me.
Yes, I see me. Sat out in the audience. With Mother.
Hello, son.
I see me. Sitting out there in the dark.
Myself.
A boy.
Holding my mother's hand. And I look at me... and I look at my mother,
And she says...
What are you frightened of, Frank?
And then I see myself as a boy, leaving Mother, walking up towards me, onto the stage. And I hear...
Give me your hand, Frank. Let me take hold of your hand.
And he takes hold of my hand, and I stand there with him.
Me.
Him and me.
Together. We have nothing to fear, Frank, have we?
Haven't we? Why not?
It's why we do it, Frank, isn't it? Making people laugh. Standing up here on stage.
How do you mean?
We're making the fear go away.
Oh, missus. Oh, yes. Can you feel it? Go on, have a feel. Have a titter.
We're all frightened, aren't we, Frank? Sometimes, inside. So let's share a laugh together, eh?
Yes, missus. Oh, titter with Francis.
Oh, yes, missus, titter a lot.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
A titter.
Titter?
Titter.
My nightmare wasn't a nightmare anymore, Dennis. Not last night. Funny, don't you think, how it all changed? It was the fear, you see, the fear that's always there. I knew, standing there with myself, the boy and the man together. Well, it's because of the fear, that's why I do it, standing on a stage. It's to overcome the fear, all those voices in my head.
Say, see, so, sue.
Pansy.
The self-doubt of the past. I'm controlling it, you see. I'm making it surrender. I'm making the fear laugh. I'm making it laugh for me, not at me. I'm making myself...
whole.
And Mother looked very pleased in my dream too, Dennis. She was laughing with the rest of them. Yes, sat out there in the dark. She seemed...
happy.
Yes, very happy indeed.
Proud.
I can live with that now she's gone.
I'm really glad to hear it, Frank.
Thank you for being here, because nobody wants to laugh alone, do they? I love you.
And I love you, Frank. Hello? Yes, he's here.
It's your new agent.
Oh, what? hello? What? Yes. Yes, I'm fine. Why shouldn't I be? Funtime Frolics? Where? Scarborough Summer Season? Well, I don't know. I... what? How much? Really? That much? I see. One moment, please. What do you think, Dennis? Scarborough Summer Season. Funtime Frolics with Francis. Do you fancy it?
Not half.
Yes, very well. Yes, I'll do it. The summer season. Mm. Well, one can't say no to a bit of candy floss, can one? Yes, bye-bye. Thank you. What are you smiling at? Find me funny, do you?
You could say that.
Well, let's hope the audience in Scarborough does.
Oh, of course they will. People will always find you funny, Frank, won't they?
Well, you're saying I'm peculiar, Dennis. How dare you?
Funny peculiar you are.
Yes, well, you've got to laugh at yourself, haven't you, dear? You go mad.
Yes.
Yes. Funny, aren't we, Dennis, eh? Yes, titter a lot, me and you. Always. Oh, yes. Come on, give us a kiss. Come on.
In Frankie Takes a Trip, Frankie was played by David Benson, Dennis by Tim Downey, Mother by Emily Piton, and Father by Conrad Nelson. The Doctor was played by Hugh Simon, the agent by Roger Morledge, and Young Frankie by Sam Hattersley. Frankie Takes a Trip was written by Martin Hesford and produced in Salford by Gary Brown.
If you'd like to receive our newsletter with full details of the week's radio dramas, just search for BBC Radio Drama Newsletter.